Souls will cling, cold as blistering, bloody rain casts as dwindling, the throne is inside.
You're listening to Night Cheese with Shoba and me, Kelly, and my brother Kyle.
Hello.
And my boyfriend Todd.
Hello.
Everyone in Kelly's life.
I have other people in my
on
life.
This show.
But y'all are the main. Y'all are the
most
core,
important.
The core four is all here.
I like the three dragons, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, Cashew.
Oh yeah.
He's technically also here.
Mochi's more of a dragon than Cashew.
Yeah. The core people in your life are also welcome to join the podcast, Shoba.
Thank you. I don't have any siblings.
Okay. Okay. Today we're here to talk about the final episode of Game of Thrones. Todd is here because he took the Kelly Campa approach to this series, which is that didn't watch any episodes except for the final episode, and therefore has a lot of important insights to share about it.
Oh, God.
I'm now an expert.
Longtime listeners may know that I did the same thing with the show Lost, and
don't
I know
even
a lot about
Lost.
It, and I always
don't
suspected that they would
program.
Be in purgatory. It made sense. The ending really
Go
made sense,
yourself.
And I thought
they're
that
not
it was
in
good
purgatory.
That they tied
you
it up
know they're
like
not
that.
In purgatory. We can talk about it
now. It
was
now. A beautiful ending. Anyway, this isn't the Lost podcast. So we're talking about Game of Thrones today. So briefly, I want to go over the plot of the final episode, and I'm going to leave out my emotional reactions to certain elements of the plot, and we'll discuss our emotions about it afterwards. Okay, so it starts with the city's burned down. Daenerys realizes that Tyrion like saved Jaime, and so she's like, "You betrayed me," and he like very dramatically throws his little pin down the stairs, and then she puts him in prison instead of executing him immediately. Which is weird. And then he tells John that he has to kill her. And John's like, why? She's such a good person. Ugh. And then Tyrion's like, but you really should kill her. Don't listen to your dick. Your dick is the death of duty. I believe that was the direct
That's
quote.
The line verbatim. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so he does end up stabbing her. He like makes out with her and then stabs her with a knife. And then the dragon is there also. And instead of crisping John, he crisps and melts the Iron
Monarchy.
Throne. Yeah. we'll talk about that. And then there's a big meeting, and they decide that they're going to just choose a new king. And it's going to be old Tyrion talks them into choosing Bran.
Moment of silence for Kelly.
We'll get into it later. Tyrion, yeah, and then it's happily ever after, end of episode. Is that accurate?
You left out Milk Boy Got Hot.
Oh, yeah, Milk Boy. Robin Aaron was there at the meeting inexplicably. I guess these are just the remaining people who are still alive. There's no one else alive in the kingdom anymore except for these, like, six people. And Milk Boy is there, and he is unattached to his mother's boob, I guess, because she is dead. Do you think that he wanted to bring someone else with him to feed him?
Like, true. What is he eating? Like, how is he sustaining himself?
I don't know. Okay. your guess is as good as mine. Okay. So that is what happens. Did I miss anything else in the plot?
No.
I don't think so. I think it's, yeah, you got the gist. I mean, all of the people being put in prison or being sent away for some reason is because of Grey Worm. Grey Worm becomes in charge of everything.
That's right. The very end. It's not exactly happily ever after because Jon Snow has to go back to the wall for some reason.
Why?
It's really more
they don't
of a fence
The
now.
White Walkers don't exist anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then Sansa becomes Queen of Winterfell, and she, like, openly rebels and says, I'm not part of this kingdom anymore. And Bran's like, that's cool, because he's really into nepotism, I guess, or he doesn't really care. And then Arya's like, I'm going to the edge of the map to die and fall off
to
the edge of the map.
To become a colonizer.
Yeah, to become a colonizer. Yes.
That's the spin-off.
And Grey Worm is like, my work here is done, and he sails to another island. And fucking Samwell Tarly drops a big old book called A Song of Ice and Fire. And
that was so bad.
Yeah. And yeah, everyone just, yeah, crumples in sadness.
There's a debate about infrastructure versus brothels.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Important.
The importance they of really, investment.
They spent time on that.
Yeah.
Could have spent
the
time
things
on so
that
many
they
things.
Spent time on. Okay, so that's what happened in this episode. Now let's start going over all of our problems with it. Who wants to go first? I'll go first. Let's talk about Bran. Okay, so Todd was here. He and I watched this episode together, and the lead up is Tyrion has been in prison for, what, 6 weeks or something, and Grey Worm, it's implied that Grey Worm and his army have kind of taken control. It's like military control right now, but before this meeting. But he was gracious enough to allow all these white people to come and have their meeting. And so Tyrion is brought out, and they're like, what are we going to do with this prisoner? And Tyrion, like...
Yeah, wait, isn't it weird that Grey Worm lets Tyrion give this whole monologue
yes,
about this?
God!
Like,
yes.
What? How did that happen?
Well, doesn't he literally say, stop talking, and then Tyrion keeps talking?
And then he's like, all right, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I don't get why why Jon Snow is being sent away to the North, and Tyrion is literally, like, charting the course of history.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, Jon killed Dany.
Yeah, but...
Well...
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, that's not what we're talking about right now.
Sorry.
Right now we're talking about Bran.
No. Tyrion gives a speech.
So Tyrion gives a really long speech about, which Grey Worm lets him to do, which we'll get back to that, for these leaders, Sansa, Arya, just all the people who are still alive. Sansa, Arya, Bran, Sam is there for some reason. Is he...
I guess he's the head of his house.
I guess he's the head of his house, yeah.
His household.
The Greyjoy is there. There's a hot new Dornish person there, and Milkboy is there.
Milkboy.
And Edmure Tully is there. And he's like, what we have to do is choose a leader based on their story. And who has the best story out of everyone here? The guy who literally there was a whole season that he wasn't in it, Bran. And I, when I heard that, I launched myself off of the couch and started screaming. And yell. It was like that episode of The Office where Michael finds out that Toby is back and he starts yelling, no, no, no. That's what it was like.
You and sent that gift to me recently.
Todd can concur.
Yeah, I actually think this was maybe the greatest scene in television history.
Okay.
And that's very because rude. Kelly has watched me watch sports before and has seen me react to sports ball plays on the TV and get up and yell and scream.
Emotional.
Mm-hmm. Emotional reactions. And in this instance, I got to experience what it would be like if Kelly watched sports and got up and was full of emotions yelling at the TV. And it was like, oh, I see now.
Yeah,
this is wonderful.
Yeah. Well, okay, but it's
we had to pause.
It's not the same.
We had to pause the program because we could not progress any further because all the emotion had to get out.
It's not the same because it would be like if instead of one team winning the World Series over another team, it would be like Satan winning the World Series and then getting rid of the World Series and then outlawing baseball for everyone forever.
Satan winning the World Series?
Yeah.
That would be a pretty eventful World Series.
It would be like someone sat down and scripted Satan winning the World Series, like a group of smart people got
a group of people who love baseball said we're going
it.
To choose Satan.
It's so much worse than sports ball because it's planned ahead of time. They like a group of people sat down and decided
and said this was the best thing.
Well, I'm not comparing the two programming types, just like oranges and oranges. It's more the experience as a viewer for me.
Oh, seeing someone jump up and lose
their mind. The viewing of the viewing.
I see.
Is what
the meta viewing.
Yeah,
it was like a YouTube video, like a YouTube video of people reacting.
Oh, like a reaction video of like
it was
a
like,
draft pick.
It was like Kelly is a New York Jets fan.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a lot of problems with that. Why Bran? Why does he have the best story? He sees the future and the past. So did he plan this all from the very beginning?
Remember when Bran he says, why do you think sucks. I came all the way here?
Yeah, that was the worst. Oh, my God. And he can warg, so he can, like, surveil all the people that he is allegedly, like, supposed to be leading. So I don't see why he's the best choice. Who can defend Bran?
I won't defend Bran.
Yeah, you better not.
Wow.
But this is
a bold
what I will
choice
say.
From Kyle.
It's Bran in the book is not... I mean, at this point, it's not nearly as frustrating or irritating, or never was quite as frustrating or irritating. I feel like on paper, the idea of that character becoming king isn't so bad. It's just because we have the character and the script and the actor, that's what made it not work.
Yeah.
Less than the idea that that character is the king.
Yeah, but like,
does he do more stuff in the books?
He's just a lot less irritating. That's the main thing.
I say, well, recast even Bran. That,
he's Jaden so Smith. Far removed from like any decision making or doing anything of any consequence.
Yeah, I agree. I think in the book there's stuff in the TV show they cut out from what he does compared to the book.
Okay.
Okay, that's really weird though, because they include so fucking much that didn't need to be included from the books.
Yes.
What were you gonna say, Todd?
Was there ever, since everyone seems to think that Bran, the guy who plays Bran, is a terrible actor, and from all the viewing I get that impression as well. Was there ever like, let's do the Bobby Draper
recast him
and not say anything?
Recast him.
I actually don't think he's a bad actor.
Oh.
I think that's what the character is.
No, I think he's a bad actor.
I think he's a bad actor too. Yeah. I think it's both a bad actor and a bad script.
If Michael Shannon played Bran, it wouldn't be a problem.
You gotta remember they cast this guy, like him, Arya.
As a child.
So you never know that they're gonna be good or not.
I was trying to tell Todd who the last kid in the Stark family was. What's his name again?
Rickon.
That guy was fucking useless. They didn't need him in the plot at all.
Yes, he was completely useless.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
So we can, I mean, as much as I would like to talk about Bran for an hour, we can move on. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I want to say one more thing about Bran.
Yes.
In like a Vulture recap, I think it was, that I was reading, they mentioned that the last three-eyed raven lived to be 1,000 years old.
Great.
So Bran could potentially be king for 1,000 years?
Yeah.
Do they know that? They're like talking about here's how we'll pick the next dude. Like, y'all all gonna be dead.
Yeah, I don't know. And when does he start becoming a tree? Isn't that part of the thing?
He is gonna become a tree.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why the raven lives so long, because he was part of the tree. I think Bran won't live as long because he's not
a tree. Oh, because he's a human body.
Part of the tree.
It's not a Groot situation.
Okay. Not.
Well, he... Fuck Bran, I hate him.
Yeah.
I wish that the show had been bookended with him falling off another tower in the last episode and dying this time. Yeah. That would have the happy ending we were all wanting to see, and no one got to see it. That was the thing most people were disappointed by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like John and Sansa are talking, and Bran comes in like, shut up, and they push him out of the tower.
That's exactly what I wanted, is for someone to kill him out of annoyance, which is what, instead of like any like plot reason, because that's what happened in the first episode. They were annoyed by him. They're like, get out.
Yeah,
Little did they know that pushing him out of that tower would make him even more annoying than he already was.
It could have been John and Dany. Like, they're like, more incest is trying to happen, and he keeps interrupting the incest.
I would have rather Dany lived and ruled Westeros and Bran died.
That's a hot take.
Yeah. So that's how I feel.
Crispy take.
Yeah, it's very crispy. Okay, what else y'all... what other observations y'all have about this specific episode?
I was pretty underwhelmed at how Dany got killed.
Yes.
Jeez.
Though I do enjoy that she got killed. It was a little bit surprising.
Yeah, you got real excited.
Yeah, I got excited because I was ready for him to
die.
I
didn't think it was all that surprising.
I didn't think he was going to do it. I thought he was going to wuss out.
Well, there's that moment where they're talking and he's like, she's like, oh, we're going to do all this good. And he's like, what about all the other people who don't know what is good? That's when I was like, oh, he's totally faking this. Like, he would never, he's like acting like he's buying into her philosophy that other people don't know what's good for them.
Oh.
That's when I was kind of like, oh, he's putting on a show.
Oh, but when he was talking to Tyrion, he was like, but she's really nice.
Wait, Kyle, what were you going to say? Sorry.
He was making like a last ditch effort to make sure she was evil.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. What were you going to say, Kyle?
Nothing.
Who would you rather have killed her? I wanted Arya to kill her.
Yeah, me too.
Arya didn't do any of the face thing.
Arya taking Tyrion's face,
yes,
killing her.
I wanted Tyrion to die. Arya didn't do any of the face stuff this season.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah. I didn't like, I thought there was just a lot of logical inconsistencies in this episode. It was a real mess. And I think that when the backlash against the backlash is like, oh, the fans, like, they just want, like, what they want to come true. And, you know, it it does make sense within the story, and this is why, and da-da-da, don't get mad at the writers. But, okay, Daenerys, like, had no qualms with making Varys crispy immediately when she found out he had betrayed her. Why did she, when Tyrion, she finds out that he's, again, this is like strike number 25 for him. She's still like, I'm going to put you in prison instead of crisping you up right here. That's weird. Yeah.
And also, how did all of the troops even see or hear that he dropped his little hand pin? He was like thousands of feet away from him. I don't think it was as dramatic in real life as we thought it was.
Yeah. Well, and then, like, okay, so then that doesn't make any sense. I feel like she just killed all of those people. What's one more person? And then the choice I really hated most about this episode was that after Jon kills Daenerys, and there should have been, like, this is where the show really excels, is like, what's going to happen in this power vacuum? And there's this huge military here, and what are they going to do? And is there going to be a military coup and, like, totally just change the course of what we thought was going to happen? Instead, they just flash forward 6 weeks to two white guys with gross beards. I really hated that.
Yeah, no, really hated that whole, like, council scene where they're
God, the PTA meeting.
The PTA meeting, exactly. Really, really hated that entire scene.
The fact that John would still be alive after he comes downstairs and is like,
yeah,
they're like, where's Danny?
Yeah.
It's like, well, funny story.
Yeah.
Why doesn't about she have that, like, a guard? I mean, she needs,
Also, Grey Worm is super horny for executions. I think he would have definitely executed John, like, right away.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That didn't make
any
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense. The, like, sending... The whole... We already talked about this, where Grey Worm just lets Tyrion take over. Even though his army did all the work, I feel like it would make more sense in the show to be like, okay, Grey Worm is, like loves death now and is taking over. I don't know.
I think Grey Worm is a good soldier. The chain of command.
Oh, chain of command. All right.
I guess, yeah. It was the whole way that they chose Bran and sending John.
Jesus.
I don't understand why sending John. John seems pretty happy to be back at the wall. He's like with his bros. Ghost is there.
Yeah.
They don't actually have any real work to do.
They don't even need it. No one's monitoring it. And why did they throw Grey Worm this one bone? That's like, they overruled everything else he said. And then he was like, but I want John to go to the
door. Yeah, makes
zero
sense.
Oh,
and then Grey Worm leaves. Yeah, but John's still at the door.
Yeah, Grey Worm is literally going to another continent. Like, who gives a shit? Yeah, it makes no sense.
And also, I didn't get, so Sansa's like, okay, the North is going to be independent. Why didn't anyone else want to be independent? Hadn't, like, Yara?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yara Greyjoy had said that wherever she's from used to be independent.
Yeah.
Why? I thought it would erupt into like maybe we shouldn't have a Seven Kingdoms anymore. We're all just split up and do our own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Would have made sense.
Yeah. Sam invests
Milk
democracy.
Milk Boy would have been a king.
Milk Boy would have been Milkman.
Milkman.
Sam tries to invent democracy and is laughed away.
I was really interested in how the congressional districts were going to get drawn out.
Yeah, that would have been the rest of the
Democratic
episode.
System
yeah.
Place, you know, then you do your packing and cracking and all that stuff.
The one moment that I really liked from the episode was when Edmure Tully gets up and starts explaining why he should be king, and Sansa's like, bitch, sit down. That was amazing. I sign off on that.
There's like a YouTube compilation of Edmure Tully fails.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Edmure Tully savage moments.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing is, yes, like we mentioned before, Tyrion, like, has done betrayal upon betrayal and fucked up, like, the whole strategy and, like, so many mistakes. Doesn't get executed, but instead gets rewarded with basically being king because Bran doesn't really care that much, so he just has Tyrion run things for him.
And for some reason, Bronn is there.
Yeah,
Bronn is incredibly unqualified to do anything.
What the fuck is Bronn doing
there? He's not qualified.
And, like,
ragtag
is he there?
Is so corrupt. Yeah, it's just like another version of corruption. It's just like you and all of your friends ruling.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Why was Bronn there? Yeah.
Why are their characters named Braun and Bran? Is that just a thing in the front?
Goddamn.
Am I the very first person to ask that question?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess for most people it sounds different enough.
Yeah.
And Bran is short for Brandon, which is really upsetting that someone named Brandon is king.
Oh, yeah. Well, and he, Brandon. Yeah.
They were like, Brandon's not catchy enough, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Bran. It is, like, what you were saying, you know, it's basically just, like, corruption. Like, all your friends are just, like, running the government for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but they play it like it's a happy ending.
Exactly. Yeah, what I was going to say was it would have been really cool if they had played it like a really dark ending. Like, oh, they thought they saved the world, but they're just, like, the wheel continues.
Yeah.
But instead, they were like, ah, everything's back to normal. We can just return to our normal monarchy that everyone hated.
Yes, I agree. And it's also really weird that no one believed that the White Walkers were real for the longest time, and they had to, like, literally prove it by bringing, like, capturing a white and da-da-da and doing all this. But for some reason, everyone just believes that Bran is fucking magic, even though he's not proven it in any way. It's not like he killed the Night King. Like, he hasn't done anything. The only thing he did was he told Jon what his lineage was. We went through all of that stupid shit with Bran. Sorry, I didn't realize we were going to get back to Bran, but I brought it back there. It's just his whole storyline was so, like, weighty and so important. Yeah. And, oh, my God, he sucks so much. Yeah. I hate him.
Yep.
Yeah. I was going to say, Jon's lineage ends up not even mattering.
Exactly.
Nope.
I mean, that's not why he kills Daenerys, even though, I mean, Tyrion and Arya are like, she's going to kill you if you don't kill her.
Yeah.
But I think he ends up killing her because he doesn't want her to, like, commit more genocide.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think so, too. Okay. Another thing that bothered me about this episode was that the dragon was like, I'm so mad about mommy dying. I'm going to destroy this metaphor.
It was a metaphor.
It melts the titular throne. Also, in the episode prior to this one, the dragonfire was so powerful that it blasted rocks and it just crumbled entire structures. But in this instance, it just it was so targeted just on this little throne.
Yeah.
And John is right there. He doesn't get even a little bit of sunburn. It makes no sense. God.
Also, why did he do that? Why did the dragon not crisp Jon?
I would have liked that.
Apparently, dragons are very smart, or are they supposed to be dumb?
Because Jon's a Targaryen, and the dragon is it.
Yeah, Jon is like a dragon daddy.
The dragon,
a little bit. He's like a dragon stepdaddy. Yeah.
Dragon nephew.
Dragon stepdad. Is he a dragon zaddy?
He actually is a dragon zaddy.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was really stupid and annoying. It was, like, so on the nose, and, like, so was the stupid book that Sam brings in. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, I wish he had looked into the camera and said, this is a book called Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Look, they already said the name of the series in the series, and it was really well done the first time. They didn't need to literally write a book called A Song of Ice and Fire.
I know, it's like they should have fucking cast, like, George R.R. Martin. It's like, my name is George R.R. Martin, and I wrote this book called A Song of Ice and Fire.
Like, I've got these five volumes. Yeah. We're still working on the other ones. I promise I'll finish.
That would have been fucking dope. Yes. That is what the show needed. The show needed to come, like, fully break the fourth wall. That is the only way that it could have won back my respect. Yeah.
Can we also talk about Brienne, that really long scene of Brienne
writing
in a book about how heroic Jamie? I legit thought she was going to sit down and write about herself.
She should have.
And then she's writing about fucking Jamie.
They twisted her character around in the last, like, three episodes so much. She was Miss Independent. She's the person Kelly Clarkson was singing about. And then all of a sudden, Jamie's dick. And she's like, his dick is gone now. And, like, she's pining over him. And that's what we get. That's the end of her character. So
she should have died a hero's death.
She should have died.
Yes.
All of those fucking people should have died in the Battle of Winterfell.
Yes.
It's shocking to me that Davos is still alive.
Yes!
He's, like, primed to be killed.
All those people should have died. I agree.
I did write Davos 2020 in my notes, but then I realized that it just sounded like I was talking about the Davos, like,
oh, the meeting. Economic Forum.
Yeah.
The
WEF. But Davos 2020.
The World Economic Forum, yeah. She should have written about herself. I agree. Mm-hmm. Instead of about Jamie.
That's what I really thought she was going to do. Or she was at least going to, like, title a page and write her name on it or something and be
but instead she had to, yeah, write about her dead boyfriend.
She draws a heart.
Yeah, B exactly, plus J. Yeah.
Forever.
Oh my God, girl.
Did she write that he died in the arms of his incestuous sister lover?
That's what she should have written. She wrote he died saving her, defending his queen or whatever.
Ugh.
It's just sad.
Yeah, the show, I feel like the show in this last season, I don't think any of the female characters had a good, satisfying ending.
No. It was all bad for all of them.
Most of the male characters didn't either, but it's especially true of the female characters.
Tyrion got every good thing happened to Tyrion and Bran. Yeah. It made no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even Arya riding off into the sunset.
That was unsatisfying.
Yeah. So, I just, wanted like, to see her kill some more people. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's fully going to go be a colonizer. She's going to be Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, she is. But a lady Christopher Columbus.
Christina.
Yeah. Christina Columbus.
I did like the scene of them, all of the three Stark siblings, just like walking through their lines of like adoring fans.
Yeah, that was good filmmaking.
That was cool.
What part was it?
Like, it shows Jon, like, rejoining the Night's Watch, and everyone's like, oh, my God, our favorite dude is here, and then Sansa's getting coronated or whatever.
Cross-cutting.
Yeah. I liked that scene. That. It was like, okay, yeah, they're all going to go off and be happy separately, but
yeah,
didn't like Arya and Jon's ending. Sansa's is pretty much what I expected.
Yeah, that was what I was expecting. I was hoping that she, that, I don't know, really wanted Arya to kill Daenerys. Oh, well.
Well, I mean, this wasn't in this episode, but I wanted her to kill Cersei.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that horse you were supposed to have ridden off on the previous episode?
Yeah.
What
happened to the horse?
Why do they have that whole, no, like, 2-minute scene with her and the horse?
So
if the horse just
walked
disappears.
Out.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
The horse.
Yeah.
The horse got the fuck out.
Yeah. Okay, any other observations about this episode in particular?
Ghost.
Oh, Ghost is back, yeah.
He was good.
I do have one note. I really liked the line when Tyrion's trying to talk Jon into ultimately killing Daenerys. I'm so proud of myself for getting all the names right. Mm. And Tyrion's like, you know, I love her too, though not as successfully as you did.
Thank you for bringing that up.
The word choice of successfully.
That was so gross.
It's like, just make the motion with your hands.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
we
God.
Get it.
Yeah, that was so, thank you for bringing that up. I forgot about that. That was so fucking gross and unnecessary. Ew.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was really gross. I just.
But I.
I understand that Tyrion is, like, a crass dude, but he is not in those... He wasn't even trying to be crass. He was, like, trying to sound so elegant.
Yeah, he was trying
so
to sound
gross.
He was trying to sound sentimental.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that... Yeah.
Yeah, that was really gross. Clearly a writer's room full of men.
Yep.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to mean that Tyrion... loved her also?
Like, I guess.
Actually.
They didn't really play
was
that
there
up.
Was ever a male that didn't love her? God damn.
Yeah, they were like,
right.
I guess not Grey Worm.
Yeah.
All of her employees were in love with her.
Yeah, it was not a healthy workplace dynamic.
No.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I have nothing else for this episode. Okay, what do y'all have to say about the series as a whole?
The series as a whole was super fun and entertaining to watch.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. Overall, I'm not going to, like, go back and complain about, you know, stupid storylines from season 2 because I don't remember them. But, so overall, love the show. Super fun to watch. It was very problematic, but it was very exciting. And then, but they knew how built up the expectations were for this season, and they just did such an incredibly bad job this whole season.
In every respect.
We can talk about this when we talk about what we, like, would want to change about the season. But the Night King and the White Walkers just, like, don't matter. Like, what's
yes.
their deal? We still don't know anything about them.
There's a lot of time and energy and plot spent on things that ultimately amount to nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think I agree with you that the show was entertaining to watch, and it did definitely, like, captured everyone's attention. But I think now I think of the show a lot, like, similarly to how I think of Westworld. It's just, like, so many expectations that are unmet. It, like, is a high concept, but the execution ends up being so poor, especially in the later seasons, that it just ultimately for me was like, okay, I just need to find out what happens, but I wasn't like, the only thrilling thing that happened in this season was when that dragon got shot out of the sky. That was fucking dope. And then, I mean, when the Night King died, that was exciting too, but it, like, almost was, like, too fast, and, like, it didn't really, it was the build-up and the payoff, I don't know. What do you think?
So I've given a lot of thought about the show. I've read the books, so, you know.
The ones that exist.
The ones that exist. So I...
Craig.
That's right. That's
Kyle
right.
can read.
And so,
read,
you know,
read the books to us, Kyle.
What? Okay.
Kyle's recording the audio.
Chapter one. So, you know, I think, like, a lot of book readers, it's always like, oh, what should they have put in? What should they have taken out? That kind of thing. So I think my big takeaway from the show is I feel like it... Especially the first, I'd say seasons one and two were actually really excellent. Like, excellent television, just fun to watch. And also, I think one thing about those is that those were the seasons where it had the least amount of, like, torture porn, the least amount of what the fuck moments in general. And I think as the show went on, it started leaning in a lot more to the sort of big, splashy, oh my god, surprise moments that they leaned away from the stuff that I really liked, which was just people arguing with each other, talking power, you know. That kind of thing.
Scheming.
Yeah, yeah. I really miss the scheming of the earlier seasons. But, you know, I think the production and the music were always top notch.
That's true.
All the people behind the camera, like, always did an excellent job.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
High production value.
I mean, that definitely made the show, like, from Xena, Warrior Princess, to something that, you know, people on New York Times talk about.
Yeah, that's
like, that
true.
Was the difference.
Right.
Not
we're hating on Xena Warrior Princess now.
I'm just saying.
She goes by Xena Social Justice Warrior Princess now.
Oh, Ron Swanson married Xena. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. What is that actress's name?
Lucy Lawless plays...
That's such a dope name. Whose name is Lucy?
He doesn't marry a woman cosplay as Xena. Although that would have been interesting. Anyway,
I think you're right.
I was going to say, I read that overall the amount of dialogue decreased over the seasons.
Yeah.
So this season, whoever, like, corralled this data found that this season overall had markedly less dialogue than previous seasons, which I think is part of why it seems so disjointed and bizarre.
Yeah.
Because there weren't all of those conversations. It was just people doing shit on their own.
Yes, the main conversation was when they were doing that group hang in front of the fireplace, and literally none of those characters died. So
the battle pregame.
That was the worst fucking episode of the season.
That was unbelievable.
Possibly the worst episode of the show.
You know, a lot of people love that episode.
They're wrong.
Yeah, AV Club loved it. They're like, this is the best episode of the season.
They are incorrect.
AV Club, oh my God.
Waste of time.
I think the Pod Save America guys were talking about how the show, like, when it started, was more about, like, politics and how, like, people grabbing power, like, doesn't necessarily follow the story of, it's not like a West Wing situation. It's like kind of people's baser instincts end up getting power for them. But then it just turned into, like, a what's going to happen next type of show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they described it, I think, as, like, people taking advantage of systems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, how are these systems set up for people to, like, abuse their power?
Yeah.
And yeah, by this last season, there's no more systems. It's just people doing whatever
fighting.
They want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree that the first two or three seasons were good. Except those two seasons, the first few seasons, the thing I would say against them is that they also have the most, like, gratuitous, like, sexual content.
Oh, for sure.
And just, like, naked women for no reason. But plot-wise, much better.
Also, Jamie's hair got a lot better in the later seasons, I feel.
That wig got better.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was strange there wasn't a sex scene in the ruins of King's Landing when they were walking around in the...
Yeah. I thought they were going to... Yeah.
Old-time sick.
An old-time, like, sex position. Yeah. Any other thoughts about the series? I was mostly disappointed by it at the end.
I have a ton. I don't know if you guys want to listen to it, but yes, I do have a lot. I was thinking a lot about it with the last season. So I was thinking about which characters I thought had the most satisfying arc over the entire show. Mm-hmm. I think John's actually was the best. I think every season of his was always quite good. Always had enough. I didn't feel like there was too much time spent on him, and it wasn't too little. And there was always stuff happening with him. The arc I was most disappointed by was Sansa's. And it was right around, they sold her, sold her to Bolton. Oh. And the reason I was really disappointed is because I really wanted her to become more Cersei-like and sort of, like, evolve in that way. And she kind of became a supporting character. And I was disappointed because, like, all the other siblings got bigger arcs, you know. And Bran's, like, you think about, like, Bran's arc versus her arc. Like, why did Bran get this whole little adventure to go on? And Sansa was always a supporting character.
And it was, like, everything was being done to her.
Yes, everything was done to her.
She had, like, no
really
agency. And it was, like... It's, like, a thing that's used in a lot of TV shows is, like, let's just use this, like, violence against women as, like, a fun plot thing to, like, titillate viewers or whatever.
She says that her moment of growth was, like, getting raped.
Yeah. So stupid. Jeez.
So, like, the one plot point, if I could just choose one, which would be so many I'd want to change, but it would be not that whole Bolton thing. She should have been something different that showed her to have more agency and control over.
Yeah, and that went on for so long.
Yeah. All the Bolton stuff was terrible.
Yeah.
That was really gratuitous.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the rest of your thoughts, Kyle?
Oh, the rest of my thoughts. I'll keep going. Yeah, I will keep going.
Don't stop.
So then I was thinking about, well, I guess before the final season, what other changes would I have made? I don't know if anyone remembers, like, well, now that we've seen the final season about where Dany's character goes and how that works, I don't think her arc works very well either. And the reason I think is because they wanted her to be really good at the beginning and then they want her to be really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was really successful too. Like in Meereen, like
right.
she left a hero, you know? And okay, if I had written the story, I don't know if it was in the book, I would have wanted her to, well, first of all, to be a little bit more ambiguous from the outset, not be such a liberator. And also, she should have left that area not, like, why would you leave if you were a conquering hero? And, you know, and she's like, oh, everything's good here now, and then she left. It would have been a lot more satisfying if she left because she had failed there. And then she has a real chip on her shoulder, like a real desire to you know, because she's already pissed then that, oh, I left because, like, things went bad, right?
Yeah, and she could have just stayed there, yeah.
And then the way they made her a villain didn't make any sense. Because, like, if you think about the King's Landing stuff, you could have easily set it up that, like, she could have burned down the city for a lot of other more ambiguous reasons. Like, I don't know, what if Cersei tricked her by ringing the bells, but she had a bunch of those scorpion things hidden, right? And she was, like, actually trying to just do something to trick her, right? Like, there's all sorts of things that you could make it so that it was more of a character, not like a plot thing.
More fully realized
character. And I would have liked to have seen her... always, like, kind of ride that ambiguous line until the end. And so the murder wouldn't have seemed like, oh, that was good conquering evil. Been like, oh, I don't know. Like, she had a lot of good reasons for what she did, and then now these Starks are killing her. Maybe they're on the wrong side. The way things ended was a lot more black and white than I would have expected from a book that was all about ambiguity.
They did the same with Jaime, too. That he used to be more ambiguous, and then he, like, became good, and we were just only rooting for him.
Right. Actually, something that... Pod Save America Bros also said that I hadn't thought of was that Dany stopped being a point of view character, I think, this season. I don't know if it was just this season or also last season, but we don't ever really get a chance to get inside her head or, like, see her thinking or, like, explaining her actions to anyone. So we never really get any sort of idea of why she snapped or...
Yeah.
They have to read her facial expressions.
You're right. And the other characters, like, explain it for her. Yeah. They're like, every time a Targaryen is born, God flips a coin or whatever. Yeah. Right. So.
And then the last thing I was going to say was about Arya's storyline, which I think was pretty good. The one thing that I would have just changed a little bit, and this is just a small thing, is, like, I think when she left... It would have been, what I would have liked to have seen is, so she leaves Braavos, right? And she kind of kills some faceless men. It would have made a lot of sense if, like, the faceless men had sent someone to kill her. And then they fail, and then that's why she leaves. You know, that would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, she has to run. Like,
or
she's
something.
On the
like, she's on the run. And it just be like, oh, they kind of left that. Like, she became a faceless man. She spent two seasons there, and then nothing happened, right?
Yeah,
like, she didn't use it. She killed that one guy, but that Like, nothing really came of
that. That was her main kill. Yeah. And it was disappointing because that was such a fun, like, magical thing.
I was excited to see all this faceless stuff y'all were talking about.
Yeah. And then she didn't do nothing, it. I want her to at least kill the dragon and steal the dragon's face. That would have been dope.
I think this might have also been in Vulture, but people were like, how do we not know that she stole the face of the ceiling at the basement of King's Landing? And then she crashed down on Jaime and Cersei.
That's actually such a good point. So, that is really funny. So true. So I want that to be true. Yeah, I was very disappointed by the Arya stuff. They spent so much time. And I also feel like they built up all the magic in the world, but it didn't... There was not a lot of reckoning with the magic, like the Night King and the whole, like, the... Sun God or whatever,
Lord of Light.
Yeah,
I feel like it should have been Dany attacks or destroys King's Landing, becomes queen in season 7. Then they fight the Night King at the end of season 8.
I would have liked that. Yeah. And then Night King wins.
And then Night King.
Yeah. Okay. The last thing. Oh, did anyone else have anything to say about the series as a whole? How did it feel as an outsider, Todd? Did you have a lot of friends other than me who were talking about the show all the time?
I knew a lot of people who were obsessed with the show. So they were talking about it, and they were like, why haven't you seen it? And I was like, I have sports to watch.
Oh, okay.
So that was the main reason. But yeah. The four episodes that I've seen, and I'll name them for you, including the finale, mm-hmm. which was the last one.
Yeah.
I saw the first one, so I saw Bran get pushed out of the tower.
That was a high moment for Bran.
I remember that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, they're brother and sister. Okay. And then I saw Joffrey get poisoned.
High moment for Joffrey, too.
Important.
I remember watching that episode, and I remember people hated that character.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I immediately get it.
He was the Justin Bieber of Westeros.
I also hate this character. I've only been with him this one episode.
Yeah.
And then I think I saw... Did I see The Long Night or the one before it?
Yeah, you saw the one where her dragon gets killed out of the sky.
The thing is, this season,
yeah.
I actually, through the internet,
yeah.
even though I didn't watch every episode,
yeah.
I've seen through the internet most of the things
and
that
through
happen
a super
in the
cool podcast and, called Night Cheese.
And through the Night Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I get the vibes and the sentences y'all are saying in terms of this season being very much like black and white, good versus bad, not being that cool. And it did remind me this particular season and the what I understand happened and what I saw reminded me of some very stock, like, superhero, like, you know, sort of things, or like the Star Wars prequels.
When they started talking about mitochondrions, we were like,
Midichlorians.
The mitochondrion is the powerhouse of the cell.
You know,
that is true.
Tariffs with the Trade Federation. Yeah. and that sort of thing. It really reminded me of that.
Yeah.
And so I do think it seemed more seems like there was used to be a more interesting show. And it just kind of ran out of gas.
You saw, like, the carcass of a more interesting show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crisped carcass.
Yeah.
It all got burned down.
Yeah, it was very well done in terms of its crispiness level.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, the last thing I wanted to do is if you could change one structural thing about the show, what would it be?
Oh, I thought about this. There's so much. The one that I'm going to choose is I want to change... I don't know if this is a structural thing. This is a character thing. Cersei was the villain of the whole show. She was, I think, by far the best actor on the whole show. She was such a badass. This season, she did absolutely nothing. She stood in a tower and looked out a window. She literally, like, sneaked past the battle that was happening around her to go hide underground and then cried and then got crushed by rocks. And
got crushed by Arya
with the face of rocks on.
Yeah.
And, it just made me so angry. She was such, like, a juicy character. She was so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And she had nothing interesting to do this entire season. And I wish that that had been done completely differently.
Yeah, I feel that. It could improve, like, its treatment of all of its female characters. Because get a lot of interesting arcs, but ultimately they all kind of go flat at the end. What do you think, Kyle?
I would just say, you know, overall, it would have been nice if the show had been a little bit smarter, like 30-40% smarter, and then toned down like all the flashy HBO shit by like 40%.
What do you mean by smarter? Like the writing?
Yeah, like the writing, the character development, things just kind of happening logically. Like, kind of like The Wire. I keep thinking, like, it should be more like The Wire, like where things like make sense, like based on what you'd seen before.
So maybe like the pacing too?
Yeah, pacing, but really for me it's just have... If it meant less characters, that's fine too. But each character's arc fewer. Oh my god, that's
a good. Oh my god, reference.
Yes, yeah. But if it meant fewer characters, just have more satisfying arcs that made sense and character development that made sense.
Yeah, I agree with both of those things. Definitely, I would have cut a lot. I would have changed the pacing so that it made more sense. Yeah. Maybe it was like they didn't know what was going to happen and it was all in George R. R. Martin's head, so they weren't sure how to pace it because he was the one dictating it. The thing I would change is that I would change the casting completely so it would just be like more diverse and more like women in places where you wouldn't like just it, I wish they would have not stuck to like necessarily the gender or the races of the characters in the book, and they had like for example. What if Jon Snow was played by John Boyega? That would be good.
He's got charisma.
Yeah, he's very charismatic.
Hey.
Bran.
Michael Shannon.
Yes, Michael Shannon plays Bran.
He can do anything.
The young Bran.
Yeah, if Daenerys was played by a woman of color, such as Gina Rodriguez, I thought about this a lot. Ned Stark could be played by Sterling K. Brown.
Wait, why are you trying to take away Sean Bean?
Okay, I'm sorry. Sean Bean can play,
He
can play Davos.
You're recasting Sean Bean in a different role, even though he's already on the show?
He has to be in a role where he dies.
Yeah, he has to be in a role where he dies. He can be the little girl, Shireen.
Shireen Brown.
Yeah, I just think it would be, because the fact that it's reached so many people, I just think culturally, aside, like in a meta commentary way, it would be, like, better... It would make the show, even if all of the same things happened, it would be a better show if there were all these different types of people on screen.
Absolutely.
I think if the show had come out now, like if the first season was now, it would be a lot more diverse.
Yeah, can you imagine these two guys, Benioff and Weiss, were like, let's make a show about what would have happened if slavery was still existing in the United States. It's a bit of a mess.
You weren't excited about that one?
God. I'm not saying that's a bad idea for a show necessarily,
it's a bad idea.
It is a bad idea for a show, yeah. Unless it's a show called True North from the show Insecure. Remember that fake show that they watched where the guy's show. Like, I hate slavery. okay, so that is all we have. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to say in goodbye to the show?
I would have made the opening credits shorter. That's my change to the structure.
Oh, I love the opening credits.
I like them because I can like do like chores while they're happening. But the opening credits are really long.
It's a geography lesson.
It is.
I was just like, this is 2 minutes long, and when is the show starting?
I was like getting up to wash some dishes, and Todd was like, should I pause it? And I was like, no, the opening credits are like 8 minutes long.
The music is so epic, anyway.
The music is good. I will say the music is better in Game of Thrones than in Westworld, which is the same composer.
I was waiting for the piano Radiohead covers.
That is a Westworld only.
You think that guy's a hack if you only saw Westworld?
Oh, I wish that we could make this podcast about Westworld, but I'm the only person in here who watches it. So,
yeah,
Kyle,
I can't
do you ever question the nature of your reality?
Okay, well, that is all we have. Any other stray thoughts, Shiva?
Milk Boy got hot.
Milk Boy did get hot, and I think that is something we can all applaud about the show. The glow up is real.
There's going to be a prequel show, by the way.
Oh, do we know anything about those?
Great. Well, I guess we'll have to catch that too.
I'm not watching
that. All right, well, thank you for listening and good night.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Dragons will conspire. Dragons breathe lots of fire. Oh, look at them fly. Everyone is white. Plodding through a Winterfell land. Plodding through a Winterfell land. Plodding through a Winterfell land.
This is from Twitter. Twitter sends me all these dumb emails that's like, don't forget that you have a Twitter. It's really annoying.
Oops, that's awesome. You just put that in your social?
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, it doesn't go to your social?
I don't know how to do that.
It just does it automatically.
Well, it's default, yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Although you should be able to sort it.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Right,
whatever.
I'm just an inbox zero bitch, okay?
You have 2,000 unread emails like I do.
I don't live that way.
Yeah.
What?